You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What did you want to? You had some schedule quirky stuff you wanted to get into.
Just a few things. I was looking at the back-to-backs. They have 14 of them this year, which I don't think is as many as they've had in the past. But they do have a couple of the weird ones where it's either road then home, home then road. They have a home go to Portland, not a huge deal. Home go to Sac. They've got Utah then come home the next night. That one's a little bit awkward. But the other ones are either home and home, or like Cleveland, Chicago, big deal. Yep. They've got a Toronto, Brooklyn. They've got a New York to D.C. They've got Orlando to Miami. These are back-to-backs that I think are, it's still awkward because you don't want to play back-to-back, but they're in-state or close in proximity.
That's good.
So that schedule-wise, that's good. What is a little scary, in March, all on the road, 6 games in 9 nights. Yes.
That's right at the end.
6 games, 9 nights, and that includes 2 of the aforementioned back-to-backs. So that's going to be a trip, and that's not even the, I guess that is the totality of that trip. You open up on a Sunday in New York, you wind up on a Monday in Dallas, and yeah, that's tough. That's actually, yeah, 9 nights.
I'm excited, man. I can't wait to see a full year with Jimmy Butler. Like, I can't wait to see a full year with Jimmy Butler. And sure, like, I don't know who's going to stay healthy, and I have no idea who else is going to be on the team because the Warriors' offseason is not started yet.
Right.
Unlike the rest of the NBA teams. And so that'll all get figured out at some point. But that's, to me, that's the lead story because they were a very, very good basketball team. Whether you want to do the whole, like, but their schedule was lame. Okay, and then
I already debunked that with my deep dive.
Thank you. And then, you know, gosh, Steph Curry gets hurt, and geez, Jimmy, you can't win one game. All right, we like all of that emotion from the end of the season. I don't know, sweep it away. That year's over.
Yep.
They were very good. They're a very good team once Jimmy Butler arrived, and now they get to do that for a whole year. And I would imagine on some level that's got to put them at a little bit less of a desperate chase when you do get to February and March and April.
You hope.
I hope.
Well, because that gauntlet I just was mentioning, 6 games in 9 nights, all on the road, you would like to be able to load manage a little bit of that, have a cushion. A couple other dates that I want to highlight. Jimmy to Miami, November 19th.
Well.
So that's an early one.
I mean, after what happened last year, I'm like, wake me in the fourth quarter. Like, that was such a disappointing performance by him and the team. And by the way, such a muted show by the crowd I don't know, man. That just, that one didn't live up to its hype at all.
No, it didn't. But, you know, going back there, Pods, he was talking about the schedule and how he's looking forward to, you know, the trip to Milwaukee.
He's October, got it memorized already.
October 30th.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to get Pods on. And
Well, we will next Wednesday.
And we're going to ask him about the schedule. I'll have to quiz him a little bit. But early, it's an early visit. So
October Pods, 30th?
Yeah.
What do they do? What's their next game?
After that, it is the first in Indiana. So okay. He'll have a night in between, or, you know.
Maybe he could stay and do Halloween in Milwaukee.
Perhaps.
He could dress up as the Valkyries mascot.
Pretty much.
Anyway.
Clay comes here for one time only, Christmas.
Christmas.
That's his only visit. Dallas does not come here again. The Kevon Looney tribute video game. 11:30, November 30th, Kevon comes for the first time with New Orleans.
And Jordan Poole.
Yeah, that's right. That's Jordan right. Poole. I keep thinking he's on Washington.
No, Jordan Poole's on the Pelicans
yeah,
now.
But I think it's going to be about Kevon.
Of course.
Jordan already had his moment.
He's already had his return.
And the other one is you always want to see when Steph goes to Madison Square Garden. That is March 15th. That's a part of. That's actually the beginning of that road gauntlet I talked about. And one final one, Mark, and this is a really positive one to keep an eye on for the Warriors. They don't leave California from January 1st to the 20th.
What?
20 days. They have 10 home games and a trip to face the Clippers.
I'm laughing because you said that like Scott Hansen on Red Zone.
20 days.
20 days.
Everything now.
Yeah.
They have two home games back-to-back. They go to the Clippers, and then it's an 8-game homestand. After that.
Fantastic.
So you've got a 3-week stretch where you don't have to leave California.
Rest up for March.
Right. So
yeah, it's just
a couple of the quirky things in the schedule where, you know, the back-to-backs and then the road gauntlet, but the home cooking. So after Christmas, you have a 3-game road trip after the Christmas game, and then you're home. You're home for 3 weeks in California.
Love it. And then the other thing is you're going to have to get used to some new media partners. I still think we're in some level of getting used to this, especially those of you who have been fans for some time, where like games are going to be Amazon Prime, games are going to be on Peacock. And this is just kind of I don't know. I sort of had a question about this. Does this still bother people? Does it still bother people?
You asking me?
Oh, well, sure. You're the
yes.
one. It does?
It bothers me.
Because I've sort of arrived at this spot where it's like, I don't want this to come off a certain way. Like, I'm with all of you. And in fact, I get bugged by how overwhelming it all feels to figure out YouTube TV, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, HBO Max, and I'm still the dunderhead who's over here doing the regular thing too.
Me too.
So if you add it all up, I think I'm spending, I don't know, $947 a month or something.
Something like that.
It's probably
you didn't even mention Disney Plus because you don't have a toddler.
I don't do Disney Plus.
You'd mentioned Paramount Plus, right?
Because I did not
mention Paramount Plus. Because for those of you new to the show, my daughter, who is brilliant, the L's are Y's, but when the L is in a place like that, it's Paramount Plus.
No,
she won't do Paramount Payas.
I don't think you should say it that way. You shouldn't say that the L's are Y's. You should make sure that your daughter is a winner. Mila, no L's.
She is, and she's not going to be a user.
Maya.
Yeah.
No L's.
She's working on the L.
I know she's working on it. But one of these days, she's going to get it, and you're going to be bummed.
I'm already bummed.
You're going to be bummed. You're going to like... It's like anything in parenting.
You're so
bugged by it, and then they leave, and you're like, please, can we just go back?
I'll put on a Valkyries game, and I'll say, Mila, you need to get locked in. I don't want to yak in. Can we please lock in? They're pushing for the playoffs. I don't want to yak in.
Why doesn't she want to yak in?
Because if I ask her to yak in, then she won't. If I just put it on, she's going to lock in.
Does she say, I'm going to yak in?
No, she just locks in. Thummy goes in, and she's watching the ball game.
But she never says, I want to yak in.
No, but if I ask her to do something, then it's, I don't want to do whatever you just asked me to do. I don't want to do it.
When Red Zone Channel comes on, does she yak in or no?
Usually not.
We're too early for that?
Yeah, and that's like peak playtime because it's 10 in the morning, and so she's now, breakfast is done, and I need to play. And so
miserable.
Yeah, I usually try to utter the fateful phrase, "Go play with your mother." Doesn't get ready to go well.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
But yeah, I'm with you. I am bothered by all of it. I get over it because I want to watch it. I want my content. But the thing that bothers me the most is the inability to toggle. Because if you're on, for example, Peacock, and you're watching the game on the cock, and you want to flip over during a commercial, you can't do it. What? That's the colloquialism of Peacock.
Yeah, we do say that.
I was actually more taken aback by the way that you said, before you called it the.
Right.
Even just when you call it Peacock, there's so much emphasis on the second syllable.
What is the second syllable?
You said Peacock.
That's right.
Yeah.
When you watch it on Peacock.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm not going to do what you want me to do.
I know you won't.
Yeah.
That's fine. And, you know, the same thing with Amazon Prime. Have it in, like, Thursday Night Football every single week. That's right. It's on Prime.
Like,
so I gotta do the Prime.
I'm trying not to upset you, but at the same time, I'm like, this feels a little bit to me like you're Android.
Not really.
It does.
I mean, in what way?
In this way. What I mean by that is...
It's a reach is what that
was. It's not a reach. Because I would say the same thing about the toggling and about the HBO Max and the Hulu and the Amazon Prime. And is it frustrating? Is it too expensive? It's all of those things. But this is sort of just like one of those battles that I'm not really going to choose. In other words, what do I always tell you about your Android? Like, you're allowed to buy an Android. You're allowed. It's your phone. You get to pick whatever provider you want. But at some point, I'm like, can you just do what we're all doing? And like, that's just...
Yeah, this is where you miss me.
No, but that's how I feel about Amazon Prime. I'm with you. It's a bummer that we have to do it this way, but this is how we're doing it. So we're just do what everybody's doing.
I can't be disappointed by that, though?
You can be disappointed, but understand that it is only... It's a train heading down a track at 1,000 miles an hour. And so it's not a fight that anybody can win.
I'm not fighting it. I'm just expressing the frustration in the inability to toggle. And I pay for all those services, probably more than you do, because I do have a toddler. And so I just want to have the ability to hit last channel and go from, for example, the golf channel. If I'm watching the golf channel and the Warrior game starts, I want to be able to hit last channel and have it automatically go to Amazon or Le Cook And then when they go, hey, we'll take the break, when Tim Roy says, we'll take the break, I should be able to go last channel right back to the golf channel.
I hear you.
But I can't. I have to exit the app, that's and then probably, I have to move over.
That's probably coming someday.
Well, I'm waiting.
I need to figure that
I'm
out.
I'm waiting for it.
So yeah, we go full circle, and the streaming service has just become a cable package, essentially.
Yeah, so that you don't have to do that little circle that's searching.
It's all of it.
And then, Netflix comes on or whatever. I'm with you.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. We know that this is coming. I am frustrated that it's becoming more difficult, as Dibs is talking about, to watch everything, but also it's just becoming so much more expensive to continue to be a sports fan.
No doubt.
I don't know how much longer I can survive doing it.
And they're doing a better job of figuring out, like, we used to be able to get around this by everybody was just sharing each other's passwords.
Right.
Like, one person in the family would get Netflix, and 18 other homes are like, we can, and now they've figured out how to be like, no, you can only have two on at one time.
Yep.
And then what happens is if you've had these services for a while and your families in other houses do have it, this is really, you want to see me ticked off? It's not about all the streaming services and the lack of toggling. What it is when I run home from work and I try to turn on Thursday Night Football and you go through that whole process and then a little note comes on your screen. I'm sorry. There's too many devices using your Prime right now. And I got to call my nephew in San Clemente and I'll be like, Get off my plane.
That's when you take the power move and you just hit the log out of all devices
button. That's right.
And screw you guys. I'm changing my password.
And they're just somewhere in America like, huh, what happened? Well, I found out. That's what happened.
Yep.
Anyway. All right.
Fool around and find out.
Better.
Mess with me on my Prime.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.